And here we go. Would you rather Wednesday, brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service, beautiful downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers and some questions are
stinkers.
Staying right. Digging the weather. Yesterday was cold. I was in a mood when I wrote questions. I mean, I don't write them.
The Men in Black write them.
Yeah, whatever happened to the Men in Black? We haven't talked about them in a while.
I mean, the Men in Black, they, I heard their ship was down for a little bit, you know, and...
Ah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I guess they had to take it to the maintenance repair shop, and...
Sure.
Yeah, I was talking with one of them, you know, they just happened to accidentally stop by before, you know, dropping off the questions, and, yeah.
It's like, hey, where's the spaceship?
Yeah.
So they,
They did it. They rode an Uber up here.
Yeah. It's a space Uber.
Yes. Levitating, you know.
25 degrees. 8:41. Matt, should we jump into it?
I think we should.
You ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Question numero uno. Question number one. Matt, would you rather... be a raindrop or a snowflake?
Well, a snowflake, I feel like I'd melt. I don't know if that's a painful experience or not, you know, when you hit the ground, or raindrop, you splatter.
Yeah. And that too, you know, can evaporate like a snowflake.
Yeah, that's right. We're... You know, as a raindrop, you don't have to worry about evaporating after. You have to worry about melting if you're a snowflake and then evaporating. I don't know if that's, like, prolonged, you know, like, inhumane torture.
In the dead of winter, a snowflake could linger.
Yeah, it could hang out for a while.
Quite a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And same, you know, I mean, essentially a snowflake is a... raindrop, a form of it.
Yeah, that's true.
Sure.
You know, you do, there is that occupational hazard when you're a snowflake. You know, you could become all of a sudden a yellow snowflake, depending
on
where you are.
Yep. Don't go back behind the shop.
Yeah. I don't want to fall back there. Natural selection.
Would you rather be a raindrop or a snowflake?
You know, Pat, I'm kind of a person who likes to linger a little bit. You know what? I might be the snowflake.
Snowflake?
Yes.
Unique. Each snowflake is different than another.
Yes.
Has a little tentacles, and I mean, they're beautiful of sorts.
Yeah, maybe I can pick my own design, you know?
Snowflake.
Yep.
You snowflake.
I don't want to be called you water droplet.
Question number two. Question number two. Would you rather lose your hearing or your vision at the end of every day, but regain it overnight while sleeping? Okay, let me read it again. Would you rather lose your hearing or your vision at the end of every day, but regain it overnight while sleeping? So then you have either one, whichever you lose, you have it for the balance of the day. But at the end of the day, you lose one or the other. Either your hearing or your vision, but then you regain it overnight while sleeping.
That's interesting.
That's a thinker. Would you rather lose your hearing or your vision at the end of every day, but have the ability to gain it back overnight while you sleep?
So, Pat, I'm still confused.
Okay.
I just want to make sure that I got this. I'd be losing it at the end of the day.
Yeah, at the end of every day.
You so either... I'd have it during the day.
Yeah.
I'd lose it at the end of the day, but then I'd get it back at night.
Yeah, while you sleep, you regain your ability to see or hear.
But I would be able to see and hear during the day. I'd lose it at the end of the day.
Most of the day, yeah. Yep.
And then I get it back.
Yeah.
So how long are we talking that I lose this for?
I don't know.
3-4 hours?
I don't know. Everybody's sleep pattern is a little different.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I feel like I'd almost want my I got to hear my alarm. But I would get it back during the night. Vision-wise, though, I don't like being blind.
Have you ever been blind before?
No, but I can envision that would not be fun.
Well, I'll tell you, if you lose your vision, I'll tell you one thing that would happen. You couldn't see.
Yeah. I'd be bumping into all sorts of things.
It's a thinker.
Yeah. You know, Pat, I don't know if I could go without my vision. That would not be fun.
So then you would...
probably go get rid of the hearing.
So you'd rather lose your hearing at the end of every day, but then regain it while you sleep. So then you have it again the next day.
Yeah, I'll probably do that.
Okay.
Yes, because the vision thing is kind of freaky.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just need a little bit more clarification there, though, because I was confused.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just the thought of losing either one for even temporarily would really kind of stink.
That was a stinker.
Would You Rather Wednesday, brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service, beautiful downtown Humboldt. Question number 3. Would you rather... in a heavily wooded mountainous terrain, be a human hunter or hunted human?
A human hunter or a hunted human. So I'd be hunting other humans?
Yeah. Or you'd be the human being hunted.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't like that either. I feel like... to escape danger, per se, I could be the human hunter, but not into... I wouldn't be having to eat what I hunt, right?
No.
Because I was thinking about, you know, like having to do...
some sick, weird question that, you know...
the Men in Black came up with. Not you or anybody.
No.
No,
this is twisted. I would never come up with anything like this.
No way.
In a heavily wooded mountainous terrain, would you rather be the human hunter or the hunted human?
I would probably be the human hunter.
The human hunter.
I don't want to be hunted. I feel like that would just be not fun. You'd have to kind of watch where you were going every little way.
And it's not like you have learned any Rambo skills or anything where you could...
I mean, I've watched
back.
Rambo like twice.
Sure.
So I think I picked up a couple of things, but I don't know if I'd call myself a Sylvester Stallone per se.
So you're going to be a human hunter?
Yeah, I'm going to be a human hunter. The Wish.com version.
You sicko.
Well, I don't want to be hunted. I don't want to be hunted. That wouldn't be fun.
Again, there are no right or wrong answers here. It's just your own perspective, really. And that's what makes it fun.
Yeah. Well, I'm starting to get a headache.
Bonus question. Question number 4. Would you rather choose a new career as a high-rise iron worker or a proctologist?
Pat, what is a proctologist?
You basically stare into bums all day long.
I like how the first search is a proctologist says proctologist near me.
Well.
Oh. Someone who is a medical specialist who diagnoses and treats disorders of the colon, rectum, and anus. Okay. So hanging with the backside.
Would you rather choose a new career as a high-rise iron worker or a proctologist? How do you do with heights?
Not well.
I mean, it's a little different than, you know, pictures from the 1920s building the Empire State Building where there's no safety harness. I mean, OSHA has pretty well stepped in. Safety first. But you're up on those beams, 70 stories in the air.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to handle that, Pat.
Or you're staring at bums all day.
I'm just looking at these photos. I wanted to get a sense of what I would look like in the scene of being a proctologist, and just some interesting images that are coming up.
You're pulling up pictures?
Well,
I needed
to see. I don't know what the visual aids. They're not that bad. It's just, you know, they're scrubbed up.
Well, I would hope so.
Yeah. You know,
I would stink.
Yeah.
I mean, literally.
I don't like this one picture. It's a smiling male proctologist, though.
Oh, hey, that's Ted, can you give me a whistle?
You know, Pat, I probably would choose to be the proctologist.
Really?
Because I just can't handle heights.
Yeah, well, there is that.
I guess I'm going to medical school.
Going to medical school.
Yeah.
Would you rather choose?
What do you want to be? I'm choosing to be a proctologist.
Well, listen.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? It is necessary.
It is necessary, yes. Definitely. Proctologists have saved many lives.
Yep. That's the image I told you about. I just showed Pat the stock photo of a smiling proctologist. There you go.
Moon River. You know, you have an interesting brain, Matt.
Yeah, you know what?
I guess we both do.
Yes. Doctor.
Dr. Shear.
Yep. Hey, I won't be the only one in the family. There you go.
So, from now on, we're going to call you Ass Man.
There you go.
We're going to get you personalized plates.
Personalized what?
Personalized plates.
Oh, boy.
I love it. Oh, man, that is so your new nickname.
Great.
Ass Man. That's funny. All right. It is 8:53. Would You Rather Wednesday, brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service. Beautiful downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers, and some questions are...
stinkers.
Dang right.